This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending February 23rd. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week at 182.89, which was almost $1 higher and traded in a very narrow range all week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including that spot trade and the formula trade, etc., was at 184.10, which was 40 cents lower, but it is still running slightly over the spot trade. However, we did see the spot trade and the comprehensive trade kind of come together this week. The total reported box beef volume was 6,620 loads, which was 428 loads more than last week's dismal numbers. The outfront sales were slow also at 865 loads, which were 190 loads lower than the previous week. And the export sales were 787 loads, which was 69 loads better than last week. The formula trade jumped the most and was 3,282 loads for the week, which was 365 loads more than last week. The most recent 10-week rolling box beef sales average was 6,528 loads per week, which compares to 7,129 loads per week last year at the same time. And it was the lowest 10-week load count since I started keeping track. It was lower than any week in 2008 and 2009. Like we have said in the past, the difference of over 600 loads per week equates to roughly 36,000 head of cattle each and every week for 10 weeks that we did not get sold, since it takes roughly 60 or 70 head of live cattle to make up a load of box beef. That's 360,000 head in 10 weeks. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade was weaker on all items except the loin primal. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were steady to one lower. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were mixed, with the ribs steady to one lower and the loins $2 to $5 higher. The cow cutout ended the week steady to weak as cow numbers continued to dwindle in many areas. The cow cutout has been very firm in light of the big declines in that choice cutout, which is further evidence of the ground beef demand at retail stores. The finished cattle trade was steady to $2 higher, with late week sales trading 1 to 2 higher in areas that were most impacted by the recent storms. Dress prices were mostly $2 higher at $1.98 in the beef. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle jumped after 2 weeks of solid declines and was 1,252 pounds, which was up 10 pounds, and that compares to 1,232 again last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight dropped 4 pounds to 868 pounds, but that still compares to 855 last year and only 835 pounds in 2011. In fact, when you total the weekly slaughter steer and heifer data from NASS for the last 10 weeks, we continued to run around 82 million pounds more beef than last year during the same 10-week period of time. And when you make that equivalent to 800-pound carcasses, that adds about 100,000 carcasses in the last 10 weeks. The choice select spread was a dollar higher at $2.70 on Friday. And the nearby CME ended the week almost steady with the previous Friday after being down well over $1 midweek. Now taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, auctions were mostly steady with the close of the previous week and instances $1 to $2 lower than the previous early week sales. The feeder cattle market leveled out after sharp declines the previous week. Receipts at our 10 test auctions in 5 state area were 28,000 head compared to 31,000 head the previous week as numbers dropped as sellers slowed the movement due to the falling prices. 5 to 600 pound steers traded mostly at 156 to 185 at the area auctions, and the yearling trade on the 700 to 750 pound steers was at 138 to 144. Those 8 to 850-pound steers were 132 to 139. Taking a look at the Texas direct trade, it reported 26,000 head in sales compared to only 3,000 head the previous week when sellers passed dramatically lower bids, bringing trade to a standstill last week. There were 2,400 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 138 to 142 current FOB, just about steady with the last week's really light test, but dramatically lower than the 2 weeks ago. The nearby CME month closed the week a little over $2 lower on Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.